Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite!
Wow. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll
For
do
those
it live.
Of you who don't know who Kid Dynamite is, Kid Dynamite is Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I am doing great on this Friday. Oh, man, what a day. So much to talk about. I don't know. Everything is good, man. It's baseball season's here. And, Chris, I feel bad for you guys. It
was freezing out here
mucho
today, man.
Frio in Jersey, huh?
It was freezing. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, the weather's just been so up and down. It's been warm, hot even. And then a few days later, it's freezing. So we'll deal with it. We're tough out here. You know that.
I know that in the Northeast, but I do have some big breaking news. Do we have breaking news? Alex, do we? Bigger than that.
All right, go ahead.
We don't have the bigger one?
This must be big.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
I'm getting vaccinated. I finally got my appointment.
When you said I'm getting, I no lie.
What do you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say, I'm getting married.
No.
I really did.
Did you really? Wow.
I mean, if I had thought about it, I wouldn't have, I would have known, no. But when you said the way I'm getting, that's what came to my mind.
Right.
That is
I
what
got
came
you.
To my mind.
So, yeah, that happened many, many moons ago, and it'll
never
be a miracle.
Again?
I know how to say that.
You might
wow.
be.
Wow. When I get older, you never know, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
I just don't want to be like I don't want to be an old fool, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to marry. I wouldn't marry some young woman from the standpoint of, you know, like, you see these old guys with young women. You know that. You know, this guy can't handle that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Like, well, they got new things now. No, pills and whatnot.
All that, it still doesn't matter. You don't think? Like, I'm just, nah. And the guy dropping off packages, and the guy, you know, is cleaning the pool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a realist. I'm a realist. So I just don't think I would want to go down that road.
Nah, you know what I mean? I'm going to say this, Rob. As I watch my parents, and my parents are in their late 70s and been married 50.
It's amazing. I can't believe 50, that. Yeah.
55 years. I don't know if this is the case. Probably not, just because, you know, they're older and they can't do certain things, but they seem happier than ever.
I believe that. You know why, Chris? Because the older you get, and, you know, you kind of, you know, like, there's a struggle when you first get married. You know this, for power and all that. That's just, you can still love somebody, but it's like
other,
the upper hand, right? I'm running this, I got this, or whatever. And as you get older or whatever, there comes a point where you just drop all those things.
Yep.
You really do, and it's not that important. Just being cool with somebody, having companionship, you know what I mean?
There's
better.
No doubt,
I believe that.
Yep, I'm seeing it, like, really. Because in the house, they just sitting in the house all day. They might take a walk, or they're watching TV most of the day chilling. But they seem overjoyed, you know?
That's
so, yeah, it is good. All right, we got a great show for you over the next 3 hours here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Keep it locked, and you won't be disappointed. We got Sean Powell, NBA.com.
Are we
coming up at the bottom of the hour? Yeah, we think so. We were supposed to have him yesterday. He stood us up, but I think he'll be on today.
Right.
So let's introduce the iCouple crew on this funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teichert with us for the last time for a week. He's leaving us, it seems like, every other week, but he will be here today.
On the midnight train to Georgia. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Well, CB, you know, Rob, you know how they say you got to slowly ease people into it before your big departure. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know. But we do have Teichert's Tower of Trivia coming up tonight in the third hour. So that'll be fun.
I thought we canceled that. No? Okay.
Stop
it, Rob. We might have to. The head is clearly getting big. So we got super producer Rob G in full effect. And because it's a Friday, our man, Steve DeSager, on the updates. All right, Rob, baseball, we talked about it last week, actually about a week ago, exactly.
We did.
And, you know, the laws that they passed, or the vote, what they voted on in Georgia, I think, and most people think, it's voter suppression.
Yep.
And Major League Baseball felt the same way and has pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta over this new law. Your thoughts?
Well, we heard President Biden, you remember, Chris, said he strongly supported if Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game from Georgia. That was just yesterday, and then the commissioner, and I gave him credit. I read his statement. Rob, we don't have that sound, but he basically said, you know, we talked to the players, current and former. We talked to the clubs, the teams. We talked to the union, you know, we talked to the Players Alliance, Chris, and all, got all this feedback, and we just don't believe it coincides with our core values of equal voting rights for all people. It's just that simple. And people can say, oh, so I would put politics in sports, and I hate it. I don't want to do it. You know, you can't mix it. Just play the games and leave it at that. That's not how the world works. And businesses have a right to say, we're not going to do business here, you know, based on laws, things that you do. And this is not new. What baseball did, we've seen others do, Chris. We saw the NCAA and the NBA in 2017 do it in North Carolina. We saw the NFL, and I'm critical of the NFL with a lot of stuff they do for their players because I don't think they do enough. But they refused to have a Super Bowl in Arizona. They took the Super Bowl away. The owners voted, not the players, Chris, the owners voted to take it away in 1991. They voted to take away the 93 Super Bowl. And they told the state of Arizona, You will never get another Super Bowl if you don't have the Martin Luther King holiday as a paid holiday. It was optional is what they did so that people, you know, it was circumvent because it became a national holiday. And basically that's what they were doing, like disrespecting the honor of Martin Luther King. And the NFL, much credit, in a league that's 70% black, just was like, no, we're not doing that. And they refused to have a Super Bowl. And unfortunately, Chris, to get people sometimes to do the right thing, you have to hit them in the pocketbook. You just have to financially hurt them for them to do right.
Well, look, you can't – I mean, we're supposed to be a democracy. And the key to democracy is that everybody can vote. And you just cannot suppress votes. And we've looked at it. I mean, things like not being able to give people in line water and food. There was a lot of stuff in that bill that just didn't – it just seemed like you're trying to get people not to vote. It's as simple as that. And you're trying to stop people from voting. And obviously in this country, there's a long history of voter suppression. And I, Rob, there is no doubt that there is a faction of people in this country that really don't want everybody to vote. And I'm not just saying based on race.
No, I get that.
I'm saying there are a faction of people. I mean, you can even go back in a lot of the historical records of the country that some argue that's one reason that we have the Electoral College.
Well, and don't forget.
You know, the masses, there's a feeling that the masses don't know what's best or aren't, you know, you don't
educated
want them,
enough.
Yeah, educated enough. So you got to let people vote. And so, and I always say this, Rob, you know it. When it comes to sports and politics, I think I'm like most people. I like it when I agree, and I get uncomfortable when I don't agree. It just is what it is, but I'm being open and honest about it. I loved it, what the NFL did with Martin Luther King Day. To me, that's just obvious. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I like this. Like I said, you can't suppress votes. I mean, we know it's documented that the former president, Donald Trump, called
the governor, Chris,
and tried to get him not to, you know, to overthrow the election in Georgia.
We heard the call that he made.
I mean, come on. You can't have that. And so I agree with this. I didn't agree with the NBA. I didn't like that when they pulled out of Charlotte. So that's what it is. I think a lot of people feel that way. And, you know, but in this case, I fully am supportive of Major League Baseball. It's interesting because Atlanta, you know, Rob, I mean, it's been known.
The history of Atlanta.
D.C. now. Yeah, kind of. But it's a chocolate city, so to speak.
Yep.
It's been a city where African Americans have been very empowered. But this needs to be corrected so everyone's voice can be heard. It's just as simple as that.
And I'll say this too. We get it, Chris, because even in the Braves statement that the Braves made, they said, unfortunately, quote, businesses, employees, and fans in Georgia are all the victim of this decision, you know, end quote. And
yes, it is
true. But Chris, sometimes we have to all make sacrifices for the right thing to happen. And people have given up even far more than this.
Oh, yeah.
And sacrificed lives and gone out there. Those people at the Woolworths counter, Chris, who had dogs and spit, they were spit on and water hosed and beaten. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like there's so much sacrifice. Yep. So I we get it. Chris, you know I was going to the All-Star game. I have my tickets. I have my airline tickets, everything to go. And I'll gladly not go. I'll gladly not go and go somewhere else, wherever they move the game to. So there's always sacrifice. Yes, there are going to be people get hurt by it, but you can't reward a state. And here's the other part, I think, why this is so important, Chris. It sends a very clear message to other states that might have followed suit, right? After Georgia
and
got this thing
passed.
Georgia's
in the South.
Yes.
And so, yeah, no question about it. No question about it. So I am with you, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What are your thoughts on MLB pulling out of Georgia, pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta because of the law, the voting law that restricted access for people of color? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, otherwise known as Kid Dynamite. That's right, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Do you like that that nickname? That,
you know, heard that comparison? When I was growing up.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I could see that. Tall thin,
and slim.
Yeah. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. What'd you think about MLB's decision to pull out? Were you with it or not? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jerome?
Hello. I grew up during the civil rights struggle, so a lot of these things I've seen, you know, the changes I've seen in this country, I'm all with it, man. You got to use your power for change. And this is, look, what about Texas? I heard they're trying to pull the same thing.
Right.
So
I just saw that was a day or two ago. So, hey, whatever, you got to stand up against this kind of thing, man, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And we don't want to go back. We want to go forward.
No doubt, right. Jerome. No doubt.
Right.
And you know what? You can't be the league of Jackie Robinson and turn your back, Chris. You can't be.
Well, that's why it does feel very appropriate for baseball to do this, you know, because as you said, I mean, they were even, you know, the first sport to obviously integrate, you know, racially.
Exactly.
So,
And the other thing I liked that they said, Chris, was, you know, they were going to honor Hank Aaron, of course, with the All-Star game being there. They said wherever they have the game, they're still going to honor Hank Aaron and all the commitments that they have that they were going to do to help, you know, boys and girls clubs and all kinds of ventures, Chris, where they pour some money into the community. They said they're still going to do that. They're not going to take it away from the community. So that's a good thing, not to totally turn their
back. It won't make up for all the money they'll lose, but you can – like, they do a lot of community events, you know, read to kids, you know.
Help build houses.
Stuff in the community. Yeah, so they'll be able to do that, which is great.
All right, Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, guys.
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, Rob, I think you were right on the money. I appreciate you bringing this up a few days ago. So you were a few steps ahead of baseball, but I'm glad baseball did it. And I think they did it at the perfect time because Sunday, Easter Sunday, is 53 years ago, Dr. King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. So I think it's the perfect time to do this, perfect timing, and baseball, the perfect sport to do it. With this talk about baseball not having a lot of African-Americans recently, I think this is baseball's way of opening up a door to try to get some, too. And they're not doing it on purpose.
It
could lead to that. But I think it could lead to that.
I agree with that, Mark, from the standpoint that if you're black in this country and you heard today that Major League Baseball's doing this, you got to feel a little bit just about baseball as a whole. Now, you know what I mean? I'm not saying you're going to go buy tickets tomorrow or watch a game. But you got to feel like, okay, they got our back here in this situation.
Guess what, Rob? I told you I had gotten away from baseball over the last decade or two just because of the change in the game and all the home runs.
Right.
But I'm going to now start watching more baseball just because of this. Not just because of this, but this is a big reason why. It brought me back. I'm proud of what baseball did as a black man in America. I am.
I said to my uncle years ago, about 10 years ago, I said, man, ain't no blacks playing baseball anymore. He said, there are plenty of blacks playing baseball. They're just blacks born in the Caribbean and South America. So there's a lot of color in baseball, but not as many African-Americans. But, yeah, hopefully, look, it'd be great if more start playing again as they used to, because that was it's a great opportunity and it's a great sport. So it'd be great to see everybody.
And we heard from a couple of very powerful NBA people, Chris, as well. Right? You saw LeBron James.
Well, LeBron is now an owner with the Red Sox. And they actually said he's going to have some say, Rob.
Did they?
He could be picking Boston's. You didn't see that part?
No, I didn't see him have say. Put that much money in?
Yes. They said he's. I mean, I think LeBron's smart enough not to, you know, start weighing in on personnel
decisions. But he's a baseball fan. We know that. We already know that.
Yeah, but that don't make you qualify.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And Magic Johnson also chimed in as well, said he was proud of baseball and the action that it took. Let's go to Tim in Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how you doing, Rob and Chris? Enjoy your show. Second time getting through.
Thank you, bud.
I called the other day when you were talking about where you've talked. White people have had the issue with dealing with other white people using racial terms. And
I think you were the one that said you heard it in private and called it out.
Absolutely.
That was 20 years ago. Nowadays, it's been worse since Trump's been in office, and having to deal with people use coded language on that, but it still occurs. But now to the issue we're talking about today, I'm all for supporting what baseball's doing. You know, I'm 51 years old, but the Voting Rights Act was 1964.
Yes.
Brown versus Board of Education was 1952.
Right.
You know, my dad
it wasn't,
and
it
mom
wasn't
was
200
alive
years
then.
Ago, right? It wasn't 200 years ago.
Exactly.
It
and
was
then furthermore,
1954, yep.
Furthermore, with what's going on in Milwaukee, I would like to see the players in all sports take this a step further. And after the national anthem, kneel for 9.5 minutes to make a point about this. This is ridiculous, and it's got to stop.
No doubt, Tim.
Very good call, man.
Yes,
very
we appreciate
good call.
You.
Great call, Tim. Thank you.
No doubt. After a while, Chris, enough is enough. Let's go to Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
What's up, Uncle Ryan? What's up, Uncle Chris? Happy Good Friday. Happy
That's right.
Year. Yes, you too, my man.
Yeah. Listen, guys, people have to realize that this didn't start. This bid just didn't start after election. It started when Brian Kemp was elected. As Secretary of State, he threw out 200,000+ votes to win this election. Then... Mm. You know, we know for a fact that this election, this law was built upon a lie that was disproved across every court in America. You know, so and another thing is, if Georgia had not went blue through two Senate races and through the presidential election, this law wouldn't even exist. No one can tell me that this law would have been needed.
We already know that because when Trump won... They weren't worried about it. I didn't hear any voter fraud, right? If there's anybody up in arms about any of that.
Absolutely.
And that's you're 100% right, Keith. This is a reflection of the idea, Chris, that Georgia turned blue, not only blue, sent two senators to Washington, D.C., a black man and a Jewish man from immigrant family, right?
Right.
That's
right,
what we got from the state of Georgia.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I mean, we all know what time it is. And thankfully, baseball got involved, and we'll see what the impact is. All right. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got our man Sean Powell to the people, coming up next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We got... our man Sean Powell coming up to join us as we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I think so. Is Sean Powell there?
He is.
What's up, man?
What's up,
buddy? How you doing? We missed you the other night.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, that was put the blame on me, not on Rob or anybody else. I had stepped away for like 5 minutes or so from
my
phone.
That's what we call.
And exactly. So my blow.
Hey, let's do this real quick before we get into NBA stuff. You live in Atlanta, and what's happening at Major League Baseball pulling the All-Star game from Atlanta to state of Georgia. What do you make of this, Sean?
Well, the first thing is that I'm happy because there'll be less traffic that weekend.
Which is always a factor in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, right. Yeah, traffic is terrible.
Man, I remember the Olympics there. It was crazy.
Yeah, but look, I mean, this is a very polarized time when you're, you know, talking about politics and, you know, what's right for, you know, human rights and things like that. You know, there's always going to be a divide. I think Major League Baseball did what it had to do. You know, when you're talking about your big business and you're also concerned with your perception. And also, you just want to do what's right. And so I really don't think it should have been a hard decision for Major League Baseball to move this All-Star game and put it in a place where you can have a comfortable weekend. You don't have to worry about protests. You don't have to worry about angering people. It's supposed to be a midseason classic where it's a celebration of baseball, and it deserved a better place.
No doubt.
Let's get to the NBA, Sean. And Kevin Durant, just, you know, obviously was fined $50,000 by the NBA for his language and his little tit-for-tat on social media with Michael Rapaport. But beyond that, I just want to know, what is your feeling on, you know, Kevin Durant? This is one of several times, you know, he's had issues with the media or, you know, like his burner account and social media. He's gotten into a lot of trouble and issues on that. Do you think he's thin skinned, or do you think he just is a guy that, you know, likes going back at people and likes the conversation? And it, obviously this time it got away from him. But in general, what are your thoughts about Durant and the way he kind of handles this? Because he's like the one player that seems to be getting in the most trouble with this.
You know, look, just from a personal standpoint, the richer I am, the less I care about. I mean, if you're worth $300 million, do you really care what some guy with 20 followers is saying about you? I mean, really, right. You need to be above that. And I'm just shocked. This is Kevin Durant. You're Kevin Durant. You're Kevin Durant. Why do you care what someone says about you? And thin skin, I mean, look, it doesn't get much thinner than that. And this has been Kevin Durant's MO. And it also shows you, in a bigger picture, how players care about what people are saying about them on social media. You go into any NBA locker room, and I suspect it's probably the way in NFL locker rooms, after the game, players are checking their cell phones. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost sure they're checking it to see what people are saying about their performance. And right. Even Paul George admitted in the bubble that social media got to him when he was struggling with the right. Clippers, and especially after he had the fallout with Damian Lillard. These guys, you know, they're checking their Twitter. I had a conversation with Gordon Hayward earlier this year. And he got off social media because of a good thing, because he got paid a lot of money to play for the Charlotte Hornets. But people were saying he was overpaid. He couldn't take it anymore, so he got off Twitter. Mm. And, you know, Kevin Durant just takes it to that highest degree of sensitivity when you just got to move on, man.
How about the NBA, as far as finding a guy these were personal messages, right? Personal responses to somebody, not public, but they were made public. Chris and I talked about this in our pre-show, and I think we're in lockstep. I think it's fair game for the NBA to be able to find somebody when even private stuff becomes public, because, Sean, we saw that with Donald Sterling when his private phone conversation was released and he wound up being forced to sell his team. Where are you?
Well, look, when the NBA, and it's just not the NBA, it's the NFL, when you start allowing yourself to police things beyond basketball, you open these loopholes and these doors that once you walk through those doors, there's no turning back. And they walk through that door with Donald Sterling, so there's no right. turning back now. You know,
remember, Mark
thing.
Cuban actually said at the time it was a slippery slope, even though he was in favor of, you know, he didn't agree with Sterling.
Right.
He said it's a slippery slope.
Yeah. And remember when the Lake, I think it was, maybe it was the Cavaliers. They were wearing the hoodies, I can't breathe hoodies. So they did that in the layup line and everything. And the NBA was applauded for that, for allowing that to happen rather than wearing the standard NBA warm-ups. Right. But I said at the time, while I definitely applaud that, now you've opened the door. Now someone can walk in the line with a MAGA hat in a layup line or a MAGA shirt, and you can't say anything because you've already proclaimed yourself as the league of hey, express yourself. Now, what happens when someone comes along and expresses something that maybe you may not agree with? You still technically have to allow it to happen because you've opened that door. And I think it's the same thing with, you know, when all of a sudden you're the police. You've basically given yourself a badge, just like in the NFL, the personal conduct policy. You've given yourself a badge, and now you've got to police things to have really nothing to do with basketball. And that's tough to do.
Yeah, no question. Now, let's stay with Durant's team, Brooklyn. If they win this championship, Sean, and both Rob and I have picked them to do so, it will be virtually unprecedented, not only because they're coming together for 1 year. You know, you rarely see a team come together in their first year and win it. The team I think of is the Celtics in 2008 that did it. A lot of others have failed. But the fact that, I mean, there's so many injuries. You know, and Kyrie's taken two sabbaticals and Durant hasn't been around. And they've only played seven games together with their top three players. They got a brand new coach. Like, do you think they can pull this off? Because we really haven't seen a team that hasn't played together but this much win a championship, or has played so little together win a championship.
If you look at the teams in the NBA and you're looking for teams that have upside, you know, usually those teams are in eighth place, seventh place. Well, guess what? The Brooklyn Nets lead the East, and they have the most upside of anybody in the NBA simply because Kevin Durant hasn't suited up.
Yep. Right.
So it tells you how much dangerous they can be. Here's the other thing. I don't worry about Kevin Durant because he played next to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green, and you know he can get along with superstars. So you don't worry about him. The test was, and we've seen them pass the test, was James Harden and Kyrie Irving. Okay, because if you look at James Harden, he couldn't get along with Dwight Howard on the floor, couldn't get along with Russell Westbrook on the floor, couldn't get along with Chris Paul on the floor.
Right.
Okay, the strike four, okay, that's a problem. But he's come in, and he and Kyrie Irving are just like lockstep. So now you don't worry about if Kevin Durant's going to come in and hurt the chemistry, because Kevin Durant has already proven. So I think this team, basically the championship is theirs to lose. You know, only because they have such firepower. Not only that, they've got three guys who can win games.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to create shots for them. They can create their own shots. You know, they've got three guys. If one is cold, and it's very seldom that any of those guys come in cold, but let's just say for argument's sake, if one is having an off night, you got Kevin Durant, James Harden taking guys off the dribble. I mean, to me, that's just super. And they don't need to be a great defensive team. When you got that kind of offensive firepower, you just got to be a pretty good defensive team. You don't got to be great.
Chris and I agree. We've been talking about that. People called up this show, Sean, when they first, after the trade, Chris, remember, oh, this won't work. They don't play defense. They're terrible. You got to play defense to win a championship. Sean, I'm with you. With this amount of firepower, we haven't seen anything like it. And then you could add Aldridge and Griffin and you know, like, where's the weak link? And then all the other guys on the bench are good, too.
Hey, Joe Harris will look like a superstar. You know why?
Right, because he's getting open shots all the time. Right. You know this, Sean, everybody in the NBA can play. So if you give dudes open shots or alley-oops at the rim, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be able to finish. Let me ask you this last thing. Harden, I think he's played better than anybody in the league. I know Jokic is looking great, but Harden's been spectacular. A lot of people are clearly, at least when you look at some of the, you know, the rankings for MVP and things like that, a lot of people are clearly going to hold the way he left Houston against them in their voting. Is that a factor for you?
Philosophically, yes, it is a factor, because I just don't like what he did. And even he admits that it could have been handled better. So, you know, actually, I don't like what he did. But when I go and get my ballot, I put all biases aside. Like, for example, if a player mistreated me in an interview and don't like me and everything, it doesn't matter. I don't take it personally.
Right.
You know, it's all about rewarding those who deserve to be rewarded. And in this case with James Harden, I would have no problem giving the MVP. Now, I do think the race is still ongoing. Joel Embiid gets back. LeBron James ultimately is going to get back. And I do think it's still wide open from that standpoint. There's still about four or five guys in contention. But James Harden, he's not going to see any bias from me. If he deserves the MVP, he's going to get it on my ballot.
And you know what, Sean? We brought this up as well. Barry Bonds, and you know this because you were a general columnist at Newsday, was not a friend of the media. He won 7 MVPs when he played baseball because what? He was the best player in the National League those 7 years, and writers didn't hold it against him.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. And I think for the most part, I think the media gets it right. Yeah, you're going to have, you know, some of those people who are all hurt, you know, and bothered and things like that. But that was probably a lot more true maybe about 20 years ago or so. I think nowadays, you know, people go into these things with, a clear mind, a clear conscience, and then vote according to the way it's supposed to be done. And like I said, you don't see the injustices now pertaining to, you know, awards and things like that, that maybe you saw, back in the 70s or so, when, like in baseball, for example, you can come up with, Dick Allen didn't get along with certain media people. Jim Rice had issues and things like that. And I think some of the media probably held it against him, but I don't think you see that now.
That's our man, Sean Powell, writes for NBA.com. Make sure you check him out. And you can follow him on Twitter at Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L 2, the numeral 2, the people. That's our man, Sean. What up, brother? Great stuff. We appreciate it. And keep up the great work, my man.
All right, my man.
It's always a fun time. Good being with you guys. Thanks.
All right, Sean. Gonzaga's on the verge of a perfect season, and it's generating pretty much zero buzz. We'll tell you why next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments.
where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a funky Flashback Friday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, Rob, Gonzaga, as we head into Final Four weekend,
Gonzaga,
30-0. Hey, 30-0, my man. They got a chance to become the first, and they are the favorites, heavy favorites. They've won 27 straight games by double figures. I mean, this is a remarkable season for them. They would, I mean, technically, they were a mid-major at one point, right? Would you say they're technically the first mid-major to win it, or at least since I can remember?
Are they
decades.
A mid-major?
I think they're a powerhouse. Yeah.
They used to be. I don't think that this is going to count as a mid-major winning.
I don't think anybody's using that language.
Am I right?
But yeah, they've worked their way into being just such a tremendous program. But there's little buzz, Rob. They'd be the first undefeated team to go through the season and win the championship since 1976, Indiana. Now, there have been a few that have tried. UNLV.
UNLV. Remember
upset
how did they
by
not
Duke?
Win?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. And they lost in the Final Four.
Oh, yeah.
I semifinal. Thinking, yeah.
Thinking like that team awesome. If you remember the players on that team, Stacey Augmon, right?
Larry Johnson. Greg Anthony Anderson Hunt. They were awesome.
They were loaded, Chris. Loaded.
Yep. And
but be careful. You know what? I know Gonzaga is supposed to win easily over UCLA, but I thought Michigan would roll over UCLA. They scare me a little bit, Chris. Just a little bit.
No, I mean, look, we've seen all types of crazy things happen in the tournament, so it's certainly not guaranteed. Why do you think there's not much buzz about this?
This is interesting. I don't know what it is, because the tournament's been pretty good. There were a lot of upsets early to get people's interest, so it can't be that. I know some of the blue bloods aren't there, but some of the other ones are. They got knocked out. I don't know. I don't know what the downtick is. Maybe, Chris, they don't have enough stars. They don't have people that we expect to see on the next level. Could that be it?
I do think that's it. I think we saw in the first few weekends that, man, it doesn't really matter who's in the tournament. People are going to be hyped, right? They're betting. They're upsets. Right. There's Cinderella's, all that, and it's all exciting. But when you get to this point, the Elite Eight, the Final Four, certainly the championship game, you really want to see stars. And not just stars, Rob, but not just college stars.
No,
you
want to
see guys, yes, that you think will get it done on the next level. And
Carmelo
got some
Anthony
guys
led
that could get right.
Syracuse, we knew he was going to be like a big-time player. That to me,
Derrick
still
Rose, remember when he was in the final?
One of the greatest runs I've ever seen at Carmelo Anthony. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Rob, if Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State, who's viewed as the top pick or two, or Evan Mobley, who's also in that mix for top pick or two from USC, if they had led their teams on a great run, and like you mentioned, were playing like Carmelo Anthony did, there'd be all types of buzz. And there's not now Jalen Suggs from the point guard with Gonzaga is a top five pick, but he's a very, you know, his game is incredibly exciting. He's a good, very good player. It looks good. I think he's going to be really good at the next level, but he's not, you know,
a high flyer, ton of dunks, flashy and all that. And he's even their third leading scorer. So I think that's what it is, Rob. I just don't think there's enough star power. And we all understand these guys are good, but, you know, how many of them are really going to light it up at the next level? I think that's what it is. All right, speaking of the next level, we're going to go there in our next 2 hours. So keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.